Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I know, folks. Everybody hates the slow process to expose the crooked Biden family, particularly when you compare it to how Democrats, you know, how fast they work when they target us. They say Trump made a bad statement, and within a day, indictments are flowing, grand juries are being convened. I mean, it's uncanny. But boy, you want something done to get these guys, and oh, goodness gracious. Trump's got a litany of fake charges over nonsensical indictments. Everybody knows it, including the Democrats. Clearly political motives. And by comparison, real crooks, the Bidens, the Clintons, they get away with everything. Oh, Comey, the DOJ, specifically the FBI, I can name them person by person. How does Annie McCabe get off? How does Hillary Clinton get a slap on the wrist? How do these people avoid prison? Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. These people are protected at the institutional level. But it's coming to an end soon. Before I get to this latest bombshell, I'm going to remind you guys. And by the way, there's more to come. What we learned the other day, there's still more to come. I gave you the subtle hint that the Bidens were done when that freshman congressman asked the Democrats to primary Joe Biden. And I ask, who tapped Representative Dean Phillips out of Minnesota on the shoulder to make him the scapegoat, the guy who has to go take Biden down? Somebody high up in the food chain said, hey, you, freshman, come here. He was commanded to start the process of getting rid of Joe Biden publicly. And he did an interview on CBS News' Face the Nation with Major Garrett, and he recommended that some top Democrat jump into the 24th presidential primary race against demented Joey. And I asked the question, if Joe Biden's so popular, why does this proud Democrat, a guy who actually said, I love Joe Biden, man, I love President Biden, well, why are you kicking him to the curb? I think I know. You guys know I've already predicted publicly, I might as well do it again, that the Democrats are not going to allow Joe Biden to be their candidate. All the polling says nobody wants him. It's funny. Look at polls. Oh, Joe Biden's holding tight with Donald Trump. The public doesn't want either one of them. Really? Have you really asked Republicans if we want Trump? Because I don't think I'm getting the same vibe. But look at the people who don't want Biden. They won't give you polls that say, who really wants Biden to go? Who thinks Biden's too old? Who thinks Biden's too demented? Who thinks Biden's crooked? You're not going to see those polls. They don't want you to see those. Those would show too much. Now we got the next nail in the coffin for the Joe Biden clan. The slow boil of the Republicans could be for effect. But whether they planned it or not, they act like wolves, slowly circling the prey. I don't know if you know how wolves do. They start out in a big arc. And then it gets smaller. And then it gets smaller. And as it gets smaller and smaller, it means they're zoning in on you. And the wolves are circling over the Bidens. Or around them, not over them. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer released new information the other day. He details transactions and deposits from a number of foreign oligarchs into a series of Hunter Biden bank accounts when Joe Biden was vice president. And during, here's what they wrote, here's what Comer wrote. During Joe Biden's vice presidency, Hunter Biden sold him as the brand to reap millions from oligarchs in Kazakhstan, Russia, and Ukraine. It appears no real services were provided other than access to the Biden network, including Biden himself. And Hunter Biden seems to have delivered. This is made clear by meals at Cafe Milano, where then-VP Joe Biden dined with oligarchs from around the world who had sent money to his son. So apparently, they got the expense accounts, and it shows Joe Biden was there. See, when you, I don't know if you know this, when you fill out an expense account, and you go have a meal? You got to put who was there. Well, it was Vladimir. It was Igor. It was Petrov. And it was the big guy. So he has to put that on there. And I'm just guessing here, but that's where I think this comes from. Cafe Milano, Joe Biden listed. Now, Joe Biden can say, no, I wasn't there. Hunter just put me on there because he was just being mean. He just wanted to get mad. He was mad at his daddy, maybe for showering with Haley. I don't know, or showering with his daughter. Who knows? You never know what about those Jerry Springer-type families. I mean, I don't want to predict. But somehow they've connected Joe Biden to the meals. Not just making a phone call to check on the weather, Dan Goldman, but they connected him. Comer goes on to say this. It's clear Joe Biden knew about his son's business dealings and allowed himself to be the brand sold to enrich the Biden family while he was VP. The House Oversight Committee will continue to follow the money trail and obtain witness testimony. We're going to get to some more here. To determine whether foreign actors targeted the Bidens, if Biden is compromised or corrupt, and our national security is threatened. Well, spoiler alert for those of you listening. If you don't want to hear this, cover your ears, okay? Because I'm about to drop some information on you. You ready? Joe Biden's compromised. I know. Now, okay, you can uncover now. Yeah, hard to believe. The man that they cheated into office, who could never win on his own, who was put there for a particular reason, which is to stop Trump. He's a placeholder. Nobody likes him. And now it turns out that everything Trump said about this man during the debate, I love this part. Every single thing Trump accused him of, Joe Biden has been proven to have done. As he lies about it. I've never talked to my son about his business dealings. I've never taken a single penny from any. Not a single penny. And I told you guys, when somebody is that adamant and doesn't even stop to take pause, doesn't say, I don't know, I probably did talk to my son about business, but nothing that I would consider untoward, nothing I would consider to be illegal. He asked me about something I remember one time, but that's it. I'm not involved in his business in the day-to-day. Best of luck to him. Or if he said, yeah, I will be honest. I definitely want to know what my son's doing. He's had a drug problem. I want to make sure nothing reflects negatively on the family. I can believe all that. But I don't believe what he said. Never, 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 man. Why are you even looking at me? You should be looking at Donald Trump. That's what you should be looking at. When we come back, we're going to look more at these quick advice.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Texas Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hi, Karine. Can you speak about the crimes that the president's son committed while he was in office?
So look, again, I have to be very mindful about not talking about certain things. I can't talk about the dozens of hookers that Hunter Biden hired. I can't talk about all the crack and Parmesan cheese he smoked. I can't talk about the M&Ms he put on his penis so his dead brother's wife could eat them. I can't talk about his pedo obsession with his niece. I'm not able to talk about that. I can't talk about the millions of dollars Joe and Hunter took in bribes from China, Russia, and Ukraine. And I definitely can't talk about the fact that Joe and Hunter Biden should be in jail for f***ing treason. I can't talk about that.
You gotta love his AI. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Wouldn't it be refreshing if Karine Jean-Pierre actually was that candid? I mean, she got out of a job, but she'd go down in history. Oh, man, whoever made that, that's pretty funny. Yeah. Well, look, folks, we don't like the slow process. I get it. We don't like it that they're dragging this on because we want justice to be served. This is what I hear everywhere I go. Kevin, I don't believe it. I'll believe it when I see it. Blah, blah, blah. I get it. Because, you know, the Democrats seem like they can just make something happen out of thin air. Trump's under fire for nothing. Everybody knows it. It would be different if it were somewhere close. And then they'll, you know what they'll do? They'll publish a poll. 37% of people believe that Donald Trump is guilty. And let me tell you where that number comes from. From betwixt one's buttocks. They aren't even polling this. It's like Vogue. 87% of women say this will light his fire. They pull it from between their butts. They don't know. They make it up. It's a narrative. It's fake. Anyway, I love this next post by Comer. Because, and I can't show it to you, but it looks like a mafioso chart. They've got Hunter connected to this Russian oligarch lady connected to the banks and all this stuff. It looks like one of those capo regime for the mafia, you know. Here's the big guy and all the people that work for him and how they bring in money. And the big guy gets his cut. As they say, and the mafia pays tribute. The Biden family dealt quite a bit with people, folks, who had shady business dealings. Have you thought about that? Every time Joe Biden was put on a corruption task force, he corrupted them. In Romania, it was corruption. In Russia, I'll talk to you about this lady, Batarina. Corrupted. Burisma. Corrupted. Anybody that needed their reputation fixed, they enlisted the help of Joe Biden by way of Hunter. And it's funny. I played a clip the other day of Dan Goldman. Dan Goldman said, well, there's no connection between Hunter. Well, except that Burisma deal where he got choked and fired. And it's such a twisted, convoluted way for him to look at it to go, oh, no, this exonerates Joe Biden. No, quite the contrary, Kemosabe. It convicts Joe Biden. Let's go and talk a little bit more about the family and what they were doing. So there's a lady, this Russian oligarch, that gave Hunter Biden $3.5 million. $750 went to Devin Archer. $2.75 million went to the Bidens. And here's what they write about this. The New York Post explained it. Batarina is referenced in an 87-page report addressing her payment to the Biden's investment firm in 2014. An investment firm that made no investments. Batarina became Russia's only female billionaire. You ready? When her plastics company, Inteco, received a series of Moscow municipal contracts while her husband was mayor. So that's how she became a billionaire. Her husband greased the skids on some big contracts and she became the first female Russian billionaire. They described her involvement with Biden as a, quote, financial relationship in this report. But they didn't delve into where the wire transfer was made or why it was made. But she sent them $3.5 million. Now, here's what the report reads. Between May 6th of 2015 and December 8th of 2015, Batarina sent 11 wires in the amount of $392,000, roughly. They have an exact amount. To a bank account belonging to BAK USA. 9 of the 11 transactions totaling $242,000 were sent from Batarina's accounts to Rosemont Seneca Thornton bank account, which then transferred money to BAK US. The 11 transactions all listed loan agreement and the payment details. Now, people will hide things as a loan because it means you never have to pay it back. Now pay me back a dollar a year. I loan you $3 million. Pay me back a dollar a year for life. They go on to say this about BAK. BAK was a startup technology company headed in Buffalo, New York, that produced tablet computers in cooperation, ready for this, with unnamed Chinese business partners. BAK U.S. filed for bankruptcy on March 29th of 2019 with a reported loss of $39 million. Now, I'm not going to get into all the details, but you can make money on losing corporations. I don't know if that's what the Bidens did, but here's what it goes on to say. These transactions were identified because of Batarina's reported criminal activity. So she's a criminal. Her company's crooked, orchestrated deals through her husband, probably laundering money through the Biden clans, and she sent him $3.5 million, and you have to ask yourself, for what? She's in the plastics business. What could she possibly want? She's in the plastics business in Russia. Well, earlier this year, the Biden administration touted in a press release that it had adopted more than 2,500 sanctions. And the goal of the sanctions were to target prominent Russians and put economic pressure on Russia's economy. These oligarchs would then pressure Putin to end the war, ironically, the very war that Joe Biden allowed to happen. Noticeably missing from the list of 200 Russian oligarchs is Hunter's business associate, Yelena Batarina. Now, the rumor is she didn't want to be on that list because that would impact her business negatively, and the $3.5 million was to ensure that Hunter, by way of the big guy, kept her off the list. I don't know if it's true. That's what the rumor is. I have no reason to not believe it because I know the nature of the Bidens. It reminds me of the clip we played the other day. Dan Goldman gets caught. He knows he's caught. He's exposed Joe Biden with the whole Shokin deal. And he goes on, instead of trying to defend it, he goes on to tell us how respected Joe Biden is and all the people that testified for him, etc., etc. And it tells you all you need to know. Crooked family, crooked supporters.
Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News. news update. The mayor of San Francisco reportedly in Honolulu after escaping the deadly wildfires on the Hawaiian island of Maui. About 4,000 people have been evacuated from the island. 36 have unfortunately lost their lives. The latest consumer price index shows inflation may be moderating. The inflation report from the Labor Department says the CPI nudged up only 0.2% in July. President Biden's tour of Western states ends today. He will speak in Salt Lake City to highlight the one-year anniversary of the PACT Act. A Georgia prosecutor denying claims made by former President Trump in a new campaign ad. The new spots accuse Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis of having an affair with a gang member. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I have to admit, it is a bit frustrating to know how guilty the Bidens are and how little progress we seem to make. And I talked about this in the last segment. I said, you know, it's a slow burn, but the fuse has been lit, and I believe there's dynamite, maybe even nuclear, at the end of it. I think the Bidens are cooked. And we've had Tony Bobulinski, a good, very good, you know, person who was dropping down on the Bidens. And we had Devin Archer, even better. And now we got this guy's name is Eric Schwerin, president of Hunter Biden's now dissolved firm, Rosemont Seneca Partners. And as was reported days earlier, Schwerin had visited then-VP Biden in the White House, you ready, 19 times. So when Joe Biden says, I never talked to my son or his business associates, he talked to Eric Schwerin 19 times. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Look, aren't we beyond this notion that Joe Biden didn't know what Hunter was doing and he didn't have and never talked to his son about business and he never took a single penny, not one penny? Are we beyond that? Of course we are. The media is not. And as I'm writing right now, this thing I did, I said, please explain to me 20 companies that you have that you're hiding. In fact, we'll talk about it today. We might as well. How is it you set up 20 LLCs? And I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to tell you right up front, folks. You can have 20 LLCs and not be doing anything wrong. I know, it's a shocker. And you're thinking, Kevin, are you kidding with me? I'm not. You can. The Bidens just didn't. And I'll explain it here in a bit. But I want to talk about Eric Schwerin because this is the guy that is a linchpin. You cannot get away from this, Democrats. Eric Schwerin is a big deal. Turns out Schwerin, who Hunter once described as his father's, quote, close confidant and counsel, actually visited the Obama White House 36 times between 2009 and 2016. Of course, he was there to talk about the weather. With Joe Biden and grandbabies. What was it that Lynch, Loretta Lynch, and Bill Clinton met on the tarmac in Phoenix while she was investigating Hillary. And what did they talk about? Golf and grandbabies? Yeah, Bill Clinton, she just happened to be on the tarmac, and they went, "Whoa, wait a minute, is that Loretta Lynch?" And she said, "Oh, but geez, is that Bill Clinton? We got to get off this plane and go sit down and talk." Oh, but guess what? Obama's FBI, they didn't find anything there. Comey wasn't able to establish, whether the intent was what he thought it should be. These people are crooked to their rotten cores. Obama appointed Schwerin to the Commission for the Preservation of America's Heritage Abroad, an independent U.S. agency, and supposedly he did this in 2015. Strictly coincidence, this person writes, I'm sure, because God knows Obama, along with Joe, had zero knowledge of Hunter Biden's questionable business dealings in the preservation of America's heritage abroad. So, how close was Eric Schwerin to the Biden family? Hunter's ex-wife, Kathleen Buell, they were married from 1993 to 2017, wrote in her 2022 memoir that Schwerin, quote, managed almost every aspect of our financial life. There you go. I mean, I'm not going to go, "Oh, well, that's a lot, it's a little." It's her words. She said Eric Schwerin managed every aspect of their financial life. So he knows where the money be. As I've said many times in this whole saga involving the Bidens, this is the easiest scandal to follow. You don't need to be an investigative reporter. You don't need to be a forensic accountant. All you got to do is get bank accounts tied to other people's bank records, get tax filings, etc. And these crooked Bidens are in jail, and all the people supporting them. And look, if I had unlimited money, I would be running commercials in the middle of CNN and MSNBC about them with all their adulation for Hunter Biden. He's so amazing, and Joe Biden, they've done nothing wrong, and nobody's done anything wrong, and nobody, why are y'all picking on him? Bunch of whining babies. I wish I could say a lot worse. I'll leave it alone. Guy says, doesn't take Sherlock Holmes to figure it out, along with the rest of the Biden family business scandal, which arguably appears to be the largest shakedown with the direct involvement of a president or VP in the history of these United States. During a Sunday appearance with Fox News' Maria Bartiromo, host of Sunday Morning Futures, political consultant and expert on Hunter Biden's nefarious business dealings, Peter Schweikert called Schwerin the money guy. Not the big guy, the money guy. He says, if Devin Archer was sort of the business guy, the deal guy, and how you structure this, Eric Schwerin was the money guy. So, you want to connect the dots? If Schwerin was the money guy, it stands to reason that he knows every detail, who got how much money, when they got it, how they got it, through what channels, etc. Master gatekeeper of the Biden family cash register is what one guy described Eric Schwerin as. And here's what's interesting about it. As I said, it's not a right-wing conspiracy. It isn't the Russians bombarding Facebook with misinformation. No, it's a series of interesting and very damning emails stretching back to at least 2010 that reveal the close involvement of Schwerin with the Biden's finances. And here's an example. On April 9, 2010, Schwerin wrote this to Hunter. I was dealing all afternoon with JRB's taxes, but solved a big issue, so it was all worth it. Joe Biden, JRB, Joseph Robinette Biden. Hence the reference to JRB. The following day, Schwerin wrote this. Your dad's Delaware tax refund check came today. I am depositing it in his account and writing a check in that amount back to you since he owes it to you. Don't think I need to run it by him, but if you want to go ahead, if not, I will deposit it tomorrow. Definite commingling of their accounts, meaning they're in business together. Again, it's speculation on my part, but I feel pretty good about it. A former federal prosecutor, expert on money laundering and criminal tax law, who requested anonymity, said that Sharon's close financial relationship with the Biden family could directly drag Joe Biden into the investigation. Could? Comer just released the bank records that connect, that shows that the Biden family, contrary to what Joe Biden said, was getting paid by Kazakhstan, Russia, and China. How much further do we need to go? They wanted to give Hunter Biden a complete pass on this, and they have one product. And we're going to get into this here in a bit in terms of the LLCs. The Bidens have one product. That Russian oligarch, she's a plastics lady, the billionaire. Tell me what the Bidens do in the business of plastics. Do they ship, receive inventory? What? Are they a sales firm, a consulting company? They do nothing except clean up companies for oligarchs and get paid a huge amount of money. And now they're caught. I couldn't be more happy. I'm sad for the nation. I'm sad there are people out there who still fight to let these criminals stay in office, who want us to believe that Hunter Biden is an admirable guy. He's a stand-up guy of character. That, how do you measure? And what about his dad? He's putting his crackhead son out there front and center. He's exposing him to potential jail time. And who knows what else? Treason? And he doesn't seem to care. The wife doesn't care about Joe. Hunter, God bless him, he's trying to help his dad, but I think he's more trying to save his own skin. And it's all crumbling. As it should. As I said to you guys, I'm not going to offer any quarter. I'm not going to feel sorry for Joe Biden when they come back and say he's got dementia and he's old and he's dying or whatever. Everybody's dying. You're not going to get any sympathy out of me. These people are rotten to the core. When we come back, we're going to talk about these LLCs that they formed and poke some holes into that argument.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
There are so many obvious questions that get the Bidens in trouble. It's pathetic. You know, like I've asked the obvious question, why would a dad not admit that he's working with his son? He says, hey, I'm helping my son form a business. Why would a guy emphatically say, I've never made a penny from foreign, you know, I mean, I would never speak in those kind of absolutes. I know I just spoke in an absolute, but I'm saying in describing, Kevin, have you ever made money in a foreign? Maybe. As I said to you guys before, I probably sold a book overseas. In fact, I know I have. I've traveled to places. I've given speeches. Yes, I've been paid by other countries. It's not that big of a deal. I wouldn't be like, I got paid by other countries, so I don't want to let anybody know. Yeah. When I travel somewhere to speak, I say, did you guys pay me? Yes, Kevin. It's been transferred to your bank account. Okay, I'm jumping on a plane and I'm headed over. I won't go until I'm paid. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to? Well, Donald Trump, he's got a bank account in China. So what? Companies have bank accounts in other countries. That's what people do. How many foreigners have bank accounts in America? Are you kidding me? Millions. That's how you do business. The most obvious question, though, but aside from all the other ones that we've asked, and I've been asking it recently because I'm asking it on behalf of the Republicans. Why do the Bidens have 20 LLCs? And as I mentioned, when we teased this segment, I said there are valid reasons to have 20 LLCs. I looked it up. I wanted to know, is it just an automatic trigger or flag? And the short answer is no. Reason number one, an LLC is an already limited liability company. But making a different LLC for each business further segments and limits any potential liability between the companies. So, in the film business, we do multiple LLCs. Bleeding Blue is an LLC. The next film we make is an LLC. The next film we make is an LLC. Lavoy, Finnegan, whatever. Black Shakespeare. Whatever we make, they're LLCs. Why? Because they're compartmentalized. They're separate. You can say, okay, this person has 10% of this LLC, but if you put them all under one big umbrella LLC, it's too complicated. You want them to be separate. And another thing, if one of them tanks, you don't want to have to spin it out of the LLC and get everybody paid or all. It becomes too convoluted, too complex. So most people do it because they have multiple products. Real estate people do it all the time. They will put a property separate under an LLC if it has partners, if they're going to flip it. So that's the way it works. Nothing illegal about it if you've got a product. So let's look at the Bidens. They got all these LLCs. What do they make? Is one of them manufacturing, distribution? Are they product-oriented, service-related in some sort of way outside of influence peddling? What are they? Why would money move from one to the other when there's no tangible benefit of one moving to the other? You can't say, well, this one, takes its cut because it's manufacturing raw materials. This one is a retailer. This one is an additive they put in it, and they have a proprietary mixing process. There's nothing there. And that's why they shouldn't have 20 LLCs. Here's reason number two. Let's pretend that the Bidens actually do have more than their influence peddling business. And let's call those businesses Joe Biden 1, Joe Biden 2, and so on. They might want to build businesses individually to make them sellable. That's what people do. So by creating multiple LLCs, an entrepreneur segregates the companies and he makes them easier to sell for exactly the same reasons I stated before. No transfers of ownership are needed or the other complexities that can occur when multiple companies are under one umbrella. And when you're trying to break them apart, they can become too convoluted and it'll blow the deal. But as you consider the 20 LLCs so far that have been discovered about the Biden family, ask yourself, why 20? One could argue that Joe Biden set up the LLCs, or Hunter did, based on where they did business. For example, they could have Biden Crime Family 1, let's call it BFL 1, BFL 2, or I'm sorry, BCL, BCF, Biden Crime Family, why am I calling it BFL? BCF 1, BCF 2 for Ukraine, BCF 3 for Romania, BCF 4 for Russia, BCF 5 for France, whatever. Are the LLCs for each of these companies set up in those foreign countries where they're conducting this, and I use my finger quotes, business? And the short answer is no. The structure of these LLCs is much more complicated. If they said, no, we set up an LLC for France, for Romania, for anywhere we were doing business, to make it simple, it would be easy to follow. Here's what the Romanian company paid, here's what the Ukrainian company paid, here's what the Russian company paid, but they didn't do that. And from what I've read, the structure of the Biden's company is crazy. Representative Nancy Mace called the Biden company an act of financial gymnastics. Many payments were routed through foreign companies to the Biden family associate companies, she said. These companies then doled out payments to the Bidens in incremental payments and to different bank accounts. Now, why such gymnastics when simple banking procedure will do? Well, you ready for reason number three? Reason number three, in this scenario, is most relevant when it comes to taxes, because corporate taxes are complicated. They have lots of loopholes and general complexities, so keeping multiple businesses and individual LLCs can provide some tax advantage when applied correctly. But in the case of the Bidens, who don't pay their taxes, they get their friends to pay them, and they hide money under the table, because that's what we're going to discover. We're going to discover that Joe Biden got millions of dollars, and he hid it. It was disguised in trips and all kinds of stuff. The same way Hunter Biden was using corporate finances to pay for his hookers, for his sex clubs activities, to fly his hookers around. It was his little piggy bank for debauchery. So, I don't think the Bidens were using this for a tax advantage. I think they were using it exactly as it has been described. So it would be so complicated to follow, the people wouldn't be able to know anything for it for 20 years, I think somebody said. That's a pretty amazing statement given what I know people can do in the way of forensic accounting. I mean, that's like the people that underestimate the investigators for cops, the detectives. You go to jail when you underestimate those guys. They're very bright. Here's the next pressing question. When is the media going to demand that the Bidens show their taxes? I want to see the tax returns from every one of those LLCs. I want to see then how those tax returns relate to the money that should have been flowing into the Bidens' personal tax, because your LLC is involving you personally. That's the way it works. I have an LLC. I know how it works. And then I want to see the Bidens' taxes in their personal LLC, where they claim to have all these book sales and all these speaking engagements. I want to see what money's flowing into there. See, when Donald Trump was under fire, what were the Democrats asking for? We want his taxes, man! They demanded his taxes. And they didn't demand the taxes that he was required. I don't even know if it's required, but that he presented as just saying, okay, you want some taxes, here you go. It's certainly not a requirement to be president that you show your taxes. But Joe Biden's proudly, I showed all my taxes, knowing that he hadn't. Another bald-faced lie. Because as we all know, Joe Biden is a pathological liar. Now, Biden bragged, folks, during the coup campaign of 2020, that he had released all his taxes. Not true at all. He took his taxes down from tax years 2016 to 2018. And I believe that an inspection of those tax years is due, and I want an independent counsel to look into it. I don't want the FBI to look into it. The Bidens are caught. And I love it. I love that we're finally getting to the point where we're saying to these people, you can't keep getting away with this stuff. So good for us. Now, a lot of people are out there, and I don't blame you. You're saying, Kevin, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? I don't have an answer to that. But I'm going to tell you, over the next week or so, especially after the Schwerin testimony, I think you're going to see the hot seat. I think you're going to see things heat up for Biden so much, it's going to get an accelerated pace that's going to blow your mind. And it's going to involve that Minnesota Democrat who said we need to primary Joe Biden. He may jump in and be the first one. And then here comes Gavin Newsom. And then game on. The feeding frenzy will begin. And it's long overdue, because the Democrats should have had Crow serve a long time ago. Oh, it's going to be fun to watch over the next few weeks.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.